We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we got a great, great, great radio program for you today. The show gets better, Al, when there's more excitement going on in the city.
Lots of stuff.
There really is a lot of. If you wanted to, you could do all four sports today.
We don't want to.
I don't want to, but if you wanted to,
yeah.
Right? You were just telling me Carter Hart looked great last night
good.
For the Flyers.
Came in, played the second.
I do have something I have to do with the Sixers because they're unnamed GM Brett Brown. I'm actually tweeting this out, Al. It's over a minute and a half. It's like a minute 50. I dare you to listen to the whole thing without losing consciousness. I will play it later on the show. We have Kevin Cootie coming out because he does it all. And I guarantee you we will not get through the whole thing. And the great part of the Brown thing is the question was very simple. How is Markel Fultz shooting? Now, that's four words.
Yeah.
Five. Five words.
Yeah, whatever.
700 words later, we still have no idea.
Good job by Big Daddy
pointing out that foolishness. All right, and then, of course, the Phils out there. They're still hanging in there.
Yep.
Still doing it, and still no one's going to the games. 19,000 last night. But let's talk Eagles, because, well, everybody talks Eagles all the time in this town. And I got a different little spin on something here, and I was thinking about it yesterday. During the show, the Philadelphia Eagles made it official and signed Jordan Matthews, and he's back.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Jordan Matthews, since he left, mainly just got hurt. The one thing he did after they traded him for Ronald Darby to Buffalo, last training camp, 2017 training camp, was become injured. He did very little in Buffalo. He apparently did not like Buffalo. Then he ended up with Bill Belichick for a couple of weeks, and then he got hurt at training camp, and they cut him, and that was it. And we went, wow, when he was here, do you know he's 26?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wouldn't you think he'd be 30 by now? He's been around a while. The kid is 26, and a lot of people are going, he's washed up. He's done. But he's back. Now, why is he back?
Safety valve. He knows the offense. It's a nice fit for at least a short time.
That's part of it, but it's not the whole thing.
Oh no,
it's not the whole thing.
No.
Now, do you think it has his friendship with the franchise quarterback, which is it's on the record. They keep saying it. Great friendship with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
That have anything to do with it?
No, I think it's his connection on the field that has something to do with it. If you start bringing in friends, you got issues.
Okay, how about this then? How about because he's such a good guy?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what happened yesterday.
It's a nice chemistry.
We're at that remote yesterday at Dytek.
Good chemistry.
Right? And the story comes through at 7 something, and somebody hands me a phone. It was very TK hands me his phone. I go, oh my god, they have signed Jordan Matthews. We broke the story. Great. Right. And I hand the phone back. Right. We go to break. I admit, that second, I turn to Rhea Hughes.
You're right.
And I go, Rhea, book Jordan Matthews for tomorrow's show. Now, he's not doing anything this week with us. He's just doing the group gathering.
Yeah.
We'll probably get him next week. Why did I do that, Al? Because he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's an awesome talker. And he's so damn likable.
And the Eagles tend to want, when you look at who they didn't take and the Patriots did.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon.
There's more.
Totally different.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, Gordon is extremely more talented than Jordan Matthews.
He hasn't played in a long time.
I want to talk a little bit about how the personality of an athlete affects, A, his position on a team, and B, the way people perceive him. Because Jordan Matthews, Al, is a classic example of an ordinary player with an extraordinary personality.
Yeah.
And he proved it right away when he got together with the media yesterday. Remember, Al, when you get traded to Buffalo, this is probably true, too, with hockey, right?
Well, it's a little better.
It's almost like in Russia when they send you to Siberia.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, we're going to put you somewhere where you will not be a part of civilization anymore. Right?
Terrible.
So Jordan Matthews yesterday has got all these reporters around him, and he's trying to describe life in Buffalo. And there's no, this is so beautiful. I'll just let him say it. Listen to Jordan Matthews.
So I actually got married in Philadelphia, in Tampa Gardens. Yeah, man, I got married June 10th. And I didn't have my wedding, like formal wedding, until February. And so when I was in Buffalo, there's like nothing to do there except have fun with your wife. So then she got pregnant. So we always say we got a Buffalo baby. Ain't nothing to do there except each other. So.
There isn't anything to do there except each other.
Could we remove the awkward Dave Uram?
That was a Dave Uram chuckle, and it was delightful. I enjoyed it. Al, there wasn't anything to do there except each other.
Yep. Spent a lot of time in Buffalo.
I'm sorry. That's gold. That's gold.
Yeah.
Did you see them? Did you hear Dave Uram? I almost want to isolate that chuckle.
No.
You know why I do, Rhea? Because he endeared himself. Uram had never met him.
Uram's part
of our crew here. Uram had never met him, and he was doubled over with, like, probably overreacted even a little bit. But
I learned that from you.
Personality is huge.
Yes.
You understand? It's major. And here's the next thing. So then he's talking about the dynamic with his former teammates. Because a lot of guys leave the team, right? And you never hear anything about, you know, all the friends they left behind and stuff. Because, frankly, they're all kind of ships passing in the night. You're here today, going to Mouse. Somebody else needs you. Now you're on that team. Now you're on this team. But in the time Jordan Matthews was here, he made an impact not on the field as much as in the locker room. Listen to him talking about the people he knows on that team.
It's not as... I think as weird as a lot of people probably would think it would be. I'm really close to a lot of these guys. I'm in group meetings with all of them. I talk to them probably on the daily. So it really didn't feel like I was gone really that long. So I'm just embracing each day, you know, not really thinking about too much stuff ahead, just having fun, enjoying the process.
I heard that cut and it made me feel bad about myself. Now, when somebody leaves our show, I virtually have no communication with them. You know, we have this. See little Dan Donnelly over there, Al?
Yeah.
He's an assistant.
Shutdown defenseman.
When he leaves the show, whenever that may be, I won't even recognize him a week later.
Yeah.
I will not be texting Dan Donnelly. I don't keep in touch. I'm not a people person. You know what I'm saying? I truly am a ship passing in the night. This ship, I've been in this port a long time. But you know what I'm saying? I don't maintain. I'll be honest with you. I've known you 40 years.
Yo.
The day I retire. See you later.
All right, whatever.
You had to call me once to get Al's phone number. I said, you worked with him for 30 years.
I'm not a people person the way Jordan Matthews is. But then it got me to thinking. Then I was watching Carson Wentz. And I want to ask the people how important it is to them. The people listening out there, the callers this morning. And I, by the way, I have a rather nice thing you might want to acquire today.
I wonder what that is.
How about tickets to Sunday's game, the return of Carson Wentz, in a luxury box populated by the greatest surgeons in America, the Novacare block. But if anything were to go wrong, you could get an instant diagnosis in the box. Probably by a guy.
I usually do that. Right. When something happens, I go, what do you think?
They know. But just imagine being in the luxury box for that game Sunday. How great would that be? I'll tell you how you could win it in a second. It's pretty easy. Kind of ties in with what I'm saying right now. All right, but let's just. So I'm watching Wentz out there, and I'm trying to understand why I love him that much. Oh, he's obviously super talented.
Yeah.
But the other guy won us the Super Bowl, not him. He got us there, and then Foles won it, right?
Yeah.
But if you it's not even close. I would much rather hang out with Wentz than I would with Foles. Wouldn't you? Not necessarily.
I mean,
By the way, neither would want to hang out with me.
I would like
to go. Not for a second.
I'd like to go hunting with Wentz.
You would like to go. See, yeah. I don't want to kill anything.
No, I would. Well, I mean,
like
you just
hang out with Foles.
Right? You would like to hang out with Foles?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. He's got some time on his hands now. Maybe you could.
You're so ignorant. It's
anyway. Anyway, so Wentz is up there, and I'm watching. And then it occurred to me why I love this kid. Not just because he's an amazing player, which, by the way, he is going to be one of the greatest Eagle quarterbacks of all time at some point, but he's already my favorite. And this is exactly why. Listen.
I mean, obviously, I was excited. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's been quite the grind of an offseason. And just throughout all of this, a lot of the unknown of when and all those things. I mean, I know you guys were dying to know. I was dying to know at the same time, you know. So it was a lot of excitement, a lot of built up almost anxiety over when was going to be that time. So almost relieved to finally, you know, be cleared and get back out there.
The instinct. I know you guys were wondering. I was wondering. It puts all of us in the same boat. It's like, I'm just like you guys. We're all the same. We're just people. And he has, now that's amazing instinct for a young guy to have, right? Yeah. Because this guy is loved in this town. It's crazy how much they love him, given he's only been here 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years, he hasn't played a game yet this year. 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Right? And well, he's had a lot of problems. He had broken ribs, the ACL, LCL. He had a lot of negative stuff going on when he wasn't playing great. Couldn't how this guy could walk down the street right now and he'd have to hug everybody he passed. Everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. And it's his personality. That's what it is. Yes, he's a great player.
Yeah.
It's better when you're that. And here's the next one. This tells you how absolutely in 2 years here, he has adapted the psyche of the city. He's talking about running out onto the field Sunday. Listen to this.
I mean, playing at home is always positive. You know, I'm definitely going to cherish, you know, running out of that tunnel. I'm going to cherish the time just finally being back out there with the guys after missing these games and the long rehab, everything. You know, like you kind of said, there's going to be a lot of emotions going on. But once the game starts, it's just football again.
It's a connection. It's a connection that he naturally has with other people, including the people of Philadelphia, even though we're 2,000 miles from where he grew up. That, Al, is a special ingredient that makes us like players more. Now, I'm going to bring up here a player who has accomplished, who did accomplish far, far more than he did and never had close to the same level of adulation. Do you know who I'm talking to about?
McNabb. Yeah.
And this is McNabb, not that long ago, Al. One of the few times he surfaced since some of the allegations against him with the sexual harassment. And he came out and he was asked about the Hall of Fame. Just as you listen to this, try to picture at any point in his life Wentz speaking this way. Listen to this.
What makes a Hall of Fame quarterback is, first of all, his numbers. You know, so we talk about the 5 NFC championships. We talk about the 6 Pro Bowls. And then what comes at the end? Well, he never won the big game. How many times he's led his team to the big game, which the big game still is the NFC championship, to lead you there.
You would never hear that from, first of all, Wentz is never going to reel off his stats.
Hear that from anybody.
Second, no, you know, you're not, Al.
What the hell?
And the fact of the matter is, Al, there's no question that McNabb at this stage is far greater quarterback who contributed way more than Wentz did, correct?
At this stage?
Yeah. No. I'm talking about McNabb's whole career. I'm not talking about McNabb 2 years in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And yet, you went down the street. 7, maybe 8 out of 10 would tell you they love Wentz way more than McNabb. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to give you the guy that has been the best at this of all time. This is the guy, Al, who couldn't get out the door without being absolutely overwhelmed by people. And again, it's personality. It's the connection you make with the city. I'm not going to identify the guy. You're going to know who it is the second he talks. Hit it, Jeff.
Let's talk about these Eagles fans. I know some of you drove all the way from Philly here. And listen, I have a good understanding that you don't have money just to waste. So that means that you put hard-earned money that you could be saving to come out here and celebrate with your boy.
I want to say this to everybody out there. Personality is always, always underrated. Jordan Matthews is back, at least in part, because he's such a great guy and everybody loves being around him. When Keith Jones is in here, Al, same thing. Jonesy walks in a room. People, you know why everybody keeps hiring Jonesy? They want to be around the guy. It's amazing. Personality counts.
You're happier when he's here.
I'm happy. I am. I think almost everybody always is. He just makes everybody happier. Personality matters, and when it comes to sports, it's a huge, huge deal. That's what I want to show with. If you want to talk about personalities you loved, whatever, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. The acquisition of Matthews. One of the reasons that Matthews is here, Al, in my estimation, is because he has a bromance. And the bromance is with the franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
We have a list today, and it's not a great list. Ava Graham, she kind of phoned this one in. All right, but Al, I have the...
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Anyway, wait, Ava thinks she didn't phone in, but this is not a great
list. It is a fine list.
When you hear...
Okay.
The people are going to do better than you did with this list.
Oh, you know what? Then great. I'm happy.
Al, these are bromances, real or fictional. Two guys that were bonded tight.
Puppets?
What's that, Al?
Any puppets?
That could be possibly on the list, Al.
Why are you doing
that? Al, that could be on the list, Al.
Why are you doing that? Why are you automatically handing out clues? Did anyone say, oh, you know what? They're going to struggle with this. This is not a hard question.
Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to make it in the end. You and Al never had a bromance, did you?
Right?
You and Al never had a bromance, did you?
No, my last bromance was with Chip Kelly, and you know how that worked out.
You really didn't
go well at all.
With him.
I had a bromance
him
with
his
him.
New gig.
And I'm telling you something else. It seems like there's a potential for a bromance with Gabe Kapler.
Yeah.
I'm backing off.
Oh, good. It's September.
You need some space?
Backing off.
Wait till October.
Next time I see Gabe, Al, I'm going to tell him. It's not you, it's me. I need to back off a little.
It's not you, it's Klentak.
It's not you, it's Klentak. Exactly. Here's what we're playing for today. A pair of tickets in the Novacare Suite, Eagles, Colts, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets courtesy of Novacare Rehabilitation. If you're injured, request an appointment today at Novacare.com. Novacare, the power of physical therapy. Get on board now with the best bromances. There are a ton of them. They can be fictional, but they don't have to be puppets. Hmm. WIP Sports Time is 6:60.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.